You're listening to the Board Game Snobs podcast, a ridiculous podcast with ridiculous hosts that discuss ridiculous things. And any mention of board games is purely coincidental. And so, without further ado, and with a heavy dollop of shame and embarrassment on my part, I give you the Board Game Snobs.
And go.
You gotta stop sucking so much. When you drink, you suck. See? I like phrases that have double meanings, but not necessarily. When you drink, you do like this. You go.
Mm-hmm. Something about it.
You know what? You're right. There is something about that. What is that? Because you do that. But
it gives me physical satisfaction.
Well, I do no noise when I drink. Like, I just...
You're a silent drinker.
Yeah.
It's as if you're not even in the room.
Well, I don't suck, like, to pull the liquid in. Like, there's no straw.
Because technically, you could be able to just tilt and pour.
That's all I do. Why don't you try that? I don't think I've ever seen you drink a drink without sucking. Your coffee, your tea, alcohol, anything. No, you sucked in. I heard you from here. You sucked in. This is Board Game Snobs.
Okay, one more time.
Do it again. Just pull. Just tilt it. Don't breathe.
Exhale.
Don't breathe. Just tilt the drink back. Tilt the drink back because you are a noisy masticator as well.
I breathe heavy anyway because I'm a large person.
But that doesn't mean anything. You just breathe heavy.
Okay, here we go.
You have large lungs. That was hard for you to do that. I could tell you.
It took a lot of concentration.
Isn't that interesting?
Too much.
I know. It is. Well, like somewhere along your life, you just like straws and you're deciding, I'm going to suck on this drink no matter what.
Well, I will say my father is also sucks at drinking.
Oh, my. Yeah, he does. He's still in Chile.
He is in Chile. Did you know?
No, I didn't. Because I don't know anything about Chile. I'm not sure I care about Chile.
I didn't either. At some point along the way, I have relatives there.
You do. You have lots of relatives.
My father's from there. My brother was born there. But alas, I was born in Dequeen, Arkansas.
He was born there?
He was born over there in the fatherland.
Or is it the motherland? I will ask that
it's
question.
It's my father's land.
That does not. That has no meaning.
Nothing to do with it?
Okay. I'll look it up.
So anyway, did you know?
I do not.
Chile is the second largest consumer of bread behind Germany.
I take that back. I always thought that fatherland and motherland, there was a delineation of some sort. Like, it was a motherland if it was
maternal?
No. It was like if it was an offshoot of another empire. But technically, motherland is just the land of one's mother, or fatherland is the one of parents. I didn't realize it's just considered to be...
So it is the land, when it's the motherland, it's the land of your mother.
Oh, wait. Now, okay, now that's the current understanding of it. Some of it here says that the motherland is a term that may refer to the mother country, the origin of the colonial power or ethnic group or immigrant. So you could kind of say like Spain would be like the motherland, right?
Spain would be, so it's the originator?
Yes.
It's the colonizer?
The progenerator.
Okay.
Or were all the immigration...
Progenerators.
Yeah. And fatherland. Well, I don't know. Yeah. I like that. Progenerator.
Progenitor.
Uh-huh. Why is Germany called the fatherland? And Russia is referred to as the motherland. The origin lies in the past influence of the Roman country. In Latin, fatherland referred to father or...
Vaderland.
It literally is Vaderland.
We found his origins.
More like Invaderland. Ah! No, really, we're over that. We're over. No.
But it's true.
We're over that.
Okay.
Poland might not be, but we're over it. I gotta make a Poland joke.
The board game community is not over the colonization.
No, we're not. Who am I games, to speak for them?
Yeah, all the games about colonizing, you know, they keep making them.
That's okay. Keep making them.
They keep making them. They will, and they do.
Wow, there's a lot. There is a way too much stuff regarding motherland and fatherland. This is a hole I didn't want to go down.
Well,
nope.
Here we are.
No, I'm not. I'm not reading this. This is too much words. Trench. Because Russia comes from Rus. Isn't that off that
Roosters?
No, that comes off that movie you liked. That's King Arthur with Clive Owen.
They go Rus. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's a terribly good movie. Love that movie.
Anything that, what's her face is in, the gal. The
Keira Knightley.
Is terribly good. I don't think that she's good.
I think she, her movies tend to draw more of a female audience.
I said terribly good, but what I mean, it's terrible, but good.
Right.
I'm just making sure you understand.
So like Sade likes all the Pride and Prejudice and Jane Eyre and Austin, yeah. all them movies.
Terribly good.
I don't like them. But apparently they're big hits.
Bubba loves Jane Eyre. I don't know if he's watched the movies, but he reads those books. I'm tired of him. I can't read those period books.
Your beard's looking quite handsome, I must say.
It is.
It looks. You're a fan of it.
It is.
You were waiting for me to compliment you.
Does it look golden?
You like walked in and you're like just strutting about.
I was like,
looking good.
Do you know why?
No.
Some rando coworker told me today. Two of them. No, three of them. Three separate people.
They said, you've never looked sexier.
In three separate instances said, oh, we like the beard. We there like it. Oh. And I'm like, yeah.
It's,
I know.
I have found that
you found
being of the bearded community now.
Yeah.
They look good on most people. They make most people look better.
Here's the thing, though. If you can't, I have a friend who also grew a beard. Two things occurred. His little thing right here underneath his lips, this little thing here where the soul patch is typically.
DJ has one of those.
That does not come in.
Oh.
He has nothing here. It just doesn't grow here. From like here to his chin. Also on the side, what would be the sideburns, don't come in at all. And so I was like telling him, you're destined for a goatee. That's what that is. Just do this. Just shave all this because this is coming in weak. Shave that off and just have a goatee because it looks weird.
DJ has... an extreme, call them soul patch.
The soul patch, the little go thing, yeah.
But his hair is like super long right there, and I always want to cut it with scissors.
I do. I trim mine. I brush it up so I don't bite it with my lip into a hair like that all the time. This is interesting.
Did you know?
Having a podcast talking about beards that people can't see.
Did you know?
I do.
Chile is home of the driest desert on earth.
Which desert? There was a joke I was trying to make there, and I was looking for it. Arrakis?
Atacama.
No, I don't know it. Is that the type of comma that comes after or before, like the Oxford comma? The Atacama?
Just the desert. Atacama is the driest place on Earth.
Why is it? Because of the humidity level?
It just says that there's no rain.
Someone took a hygrometer out there and said this never rains here? It's the driest because
there's You might think Sahara? But no, even drier, Atacama. In fact, most of Chile is covered by the Atacama. Atacama de vida, baby. It's like something, that's like, you know, when you're typing on your phone and it just automatically corrects you, autocorrect.
Atacama.
Like just put Atacama on there.
It's everywhere.
Which irritates me because I meant to type what I typed. I didn't mean
the word you're
forcing upon me.
I don't mind it because I type so fast and so horribly. But what I don't like is when
humble brag.
Yeah, I don't. No, I don't. Well, it's not humble brag. I type fast and horribly. It's awful. But the autocorrect saves me. And if it's a good autocorrect, it knows what I mean. It does frustrate me sometimes when it decides. It stops me from using a word that I'm proud of. I'll use a big word, and it's like I don't know why are you using that.
It's got to dumb it down for the people.
And I was like, no, don't know. I want to hit them with that. I want to hit them with that word.
Did you know?
You have a lot of no's.
Chile is a world-class wine destination and the ninth largest producer of wine.
Ninth? At what point?
Just kind of stretching for some stats there.
At what point do you...
Top 10. It's top 10.
Is it top 10?
How many wine-producing countries are there? That's the question.
France.
Then it would California. Come down to Chile.
Chile.
So really it's top three.
Who's number eight?
So that, well, that's that exactly. So we're talking about the ninth largest. You literally named the other two places I can even think of.
Top 10 wine.
I'm sure Spain being nearby France, and I'm sure those countries over there have some wine. Italy. I'm sure Italy has wine. Okay, so Italy, Spain. Let's just even toss England in there. All right. England.
I've got France. According to this, this is 2023. When is your information? Because this is upped Chile to number five.
This was 2022.
It's France, Italy, Spain, United States.
We've nailed them all.
Chile's number five.
Look at there.
Number six will shock you. I like this. This is some good clickbait.
Poland.
Australia.
Oh.
Who would have thought? What are they whining down there? What are they fermenting?
I don't even know what they grow. Spiders?
Wombats? Then South Africa, seven. Germany, Argentina, and Portugal.
We take this jellyfish.
What kind of wine's in Australia?
Ferment it.
I fear...
Put it on the vine.
I hear all of our Australian listeners...
Like a bit of wine out of it.
All of our Australian listeners are firing up right now.
Makes a good roux.
We did not realize. They are... Australia's mainly known for Shiraz.
What's or, their... Shiraz.
Shiraz. Oh,
it does have... They do have that bunny beer. That bunny wine.
Yeah.
Always got the bunny
Aussie
on it.
Aussie Field Shiraz. Shiraz, Shiraz. Why is Australian wine so good? The oldest vines globally. Naturally or unmodified wine is better. They have some of the oldest vines. They stopped making vines. You know those short videos on YouTube?
Remember those? That's Twizzlers now.
Mm-hmm. That's what they are?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I have never had Shiraz.
I've had most. My wife likes wine quite a bit, but now she's pretty much narrowed it down to a Pinot Grigio or a Chardonnay. White wines.
Australia wines. Especially red wines, are much bolder, flavorsome because the hotter climates create more sugary grapes. French wines tend to be very delicate and somewhat mild and tasteless in comparison. Shots fired.
Tasteless wine. But their grapes grow from the ground up in Australia, obviously.
Is there another way to grow?
No, they usually grow from the vine and hang down.
Oh, but in Australia, you said that's like there's
they're the, upside down.
They're coming up from the.
Yeah.
Okay. You threw me there for a minute.
And you know what they call the hole, like in the barrels where you age stuff?
Bunghole.
Bunghole.
Did you like that I just knew that?
I think we may have said it on here before, no. But I was watching somebody feed Phil, who has a new season on Netflix, which I love, and he said that's a bunghole.
Tippy for your bunghole.
So at what point are you going to make your grand apology to me?
Hey, listen, I ain't making no apologies. I apologize before this podcast. I will not do it on air.
No, you got to.
I'm not doing it on air.
Everyone is concerned about your mental health.
Listen, I don't know what these people are. I don't listen to the podcast. I don't know how you edited the podcast.
I did not edit it.
Did you bring this in here to make me sit?
I did not edit it. The door is now locked.
You got your apology before this podcast. No. I will deny ever apologizing to you.
I said that we would address it.
Who said?
Because people were concerned.
Who have you been talking about?
I posted it on Facebook and Discord.
Here you are, blowing up private stuff that I said publicly. On the podcast, when perhaps, maybe, I don't know.
You were a bit harsh. You kept calling me useless.
Listen.
And you said my game taste was degrading.
Are you pulling up your notes?
No, I'm pulling up Discord.
Don't look at
Discord. So that I can correctly quote everyone.
Prognards.
They were very concerned.
All right, listen. All right. I'm not going to apologize. Why would I do it publicly? Because that would just be something you'd replay time and time. Because
you hate on me publicly.
I don't hate on you publicly. You're just very tender.
I am sensitive.
And I will say that sometimes... I don't do tone right. I don't think ahead. I speak without thought. And that may offend some people. And I Well,
that's a classic apology right there.
I'm sorry I hurt your feelings.
Sorry if you took offense.
And I am not. No, you're wanting an apology and I'm never. You will not hear me say how deeply sorry I am and that. You're so, you know, that sometimes I say things because I'm going through something else and I don't want to talk about it. Or what you mean to, I'm not doing that. I simply won't. not publicly, because that would be weak. And I'm not a weak person, except when I take out my troubles on other people. That might be.
So Sam Rouleau says, I usually enjoy the outbursts and arguments between you guys, but that one at the end felt a bit too abusive and made me a little uncomfortable.
Oh, Sam's coming hard.
And then he said, Jerry's whole argument doesn't make sense. Just because you have the skills to play heavier games doesn't mean that you have more enjoyment playing them all the time. Wanting to play lighter games isn't going backward or degrading. Sometimes it's just what you're in the mood for.
Degrading?
And then there are people saying, yeah, agree,
100%. Did I say degrading?
You used the term degrading. And Chad Lamb posted a rather lengthy post about he misses the good old days when Chad we would Lamb. Just laugh and have a good time and not attack each other.
Well, you should stop attacking me. Listen. Do you know what gaslighting is?
Oh, I'm familiar with it. I'm familiar.
All right. Feel like I do. I don't owe anybody anything, except maybe Gabby an apology because I was very, that was a bad day. And
to be fair, he did do it off air of already.
No.
You did.
No.
Groveled and you said.
I did not.
You were self-flagellating.
I don't flagellate
at all.
And
you were like, please forgive me.
I never.
You said to quote Bryan Adams, please forgive me. I know not what I do.
I did not quote. I may have quoted Bryan. I tend to quote it.
But then I quoted another song and said, Jerry, everything I do it for you.
Let's start back at one. That's Brian McKnight.
Yeah, that's a completely different Brian.
But listen to me.
But let's not get off course.
No, let's talk about the apology Brian McKnight, we're about to make. That song's sexy.
It's a good song.
Make your dream come true. Two, just want to be.
I don't know all the numbers.
Yeah, his numbers are. Now, Mambo number 5, I can get that. Okay. So, to address the elephant in the room, yes, I may have been slightly out of line. I'm not going to apologize publicly because that would be require me to explain myself and to express publicly the amount of shame I feel about my behavior. That's not something I do. I do that in private because I don't want to hear this later on. I don't listen to our podcast, so I don't really know what happened, even though I was on the podcast. Perhaps I may have said some things that were totally out of line, and maybe got, I don't know, trying to poke the bear, so to speak, and got a little out of hand. I don't know. That I will take Chad Lamb's and Sam Rouleau's word for it, and the 1,000 other people that have emailed us and
Thousands. There was almost a coup. They wanted to overthrow you as a host.
I'm not a host.
I said no.
I'm not a host.
I said if there's no Jerry, there's no me.
I'm not a host.
Unless it's Dan or Ben or Richard.
If Dan or Ben or Richard want to come on this show and take my spot, you tell them, please God, let them come. let them fight. I will say what I've already said again publicly. Deeply sorry if I've offended you. I don't care about our fans. They can jump off a bridge. No, actually.
Don't.
All right.
You were doing so well.
Okay. All right. Listen.
Reset.
All right. Listen. It's hard sometimes to not come across as a complete and total jerk, mainly because your editor doesn't do his job, edit things out like he's supposed to make you look good. Instead, he decides just to post the entire audio of it. And yes, perhaps I was having a horrific day. And I will find a reason to blame that on somebody else later. But right now, in this moment, mainly because I feel so sorry about the actions that I may or may not have done. Not admitting.
Allegedly.
I will say
it's true
that it was
all of it.
It very much true. And that's not, and I'm not making excuses right now. I will later. I'll make a lot of excuses later.
In another 3 months when we've forgotten this episode, much like the one from 12-12 titled Reconciliations, where we kind of discussed our issues,
We did this once before. My God, how many apologies do you need?
We're stuck in a loop.
No, it's not a loop. It's my
January, February, March. We made it about 3 months.
I went 3 months without freaking out.
There you go.
Where's my pat on the back?
Yeah, you know what?
Where's my 90-day pin?
I'll give you a coin.
All right, my 90-day coin.
Next time, let's shoot for 6 months.
Well, listen.
So from now, you got April, May, June, July, August. I don't want another outburst from you until October.
Gotcha.
Okay.
The October fall episode is going to be great.
It's going to
be lit. I reserve the right. Here's what we're going to do.
Okay.
Okay. Here's what we're going to do. I solemnly promise
that that's truly what I say to you today.
I will control my outbursts, my insults, and pretty much try to quell a little bit the constant stream of anger and hatred I have towards everybody. To make this podcast enjoyable for all, including the host. But I hear footsteps.
It's my wife.
I don't want your wife hearing me apologize.
My wife.
I reserve the right for one episode a year. No, two episodes a year.
Two episodes a year. All right, one down.
Two episodes a year. Well, okay. All right, one down.
Yeah, I said October.
But I can light it up.
Okay.
And vent my frustrations and my odd opinions about everything. And people are just going to have to give me a pass.
It'll do right? It at Festivus, the airing of grievances.
October, Festivus.
The airing of grievances.
I will air my grievances. This will be a thing. So you tune in October.
Okay.
But and I will air my grievances. But until then,
the calendar.
Any other issues or things that I might say or have, that's my bad. That's my bad. There you go. And I'm going to stop because I know how the internet works and how people work. And quite frankly, this always irritates me when people make an apology and then they go, here's why, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. And they give reasons. I'm not going to do that, even though I have a ton of reasons. And I want you to understand, I'm really not.
And the reason is you, as Hoobastank says.
And right, because all my reasons basically point back to that. And that's kind of the.
All right, well, that's good.
That's good. What are you sure?
I know we have talked, and I know your
about
sincere efforts of trying to.
I don't feel absolved for some reason.
Well, then continue.
What should I flagellate more? I don't know what to say. Listen, don't know what to say because mainly it boils down to being.
Well, okay. So, okay, I'll say it for you. So, yes, Jerry is going through stuff. Like I posted on the Facebook, not him kind of being aggressive or mean or whatever.
Please defend me more.
It was not at me. And here's my thing. Now, this is also might be, what do they call that?
Please take all the blame.
They call that when it's like, it's my fault. I'm the person.
Do that thing.
I made you angry.
Yes.
No, so please. Whenever you get that way,
you should do something. It's your fault, basically.
What you're saying. Instead of me just reacting and getting upset and getting my feelings hurt, I should approach this knowing you and say, you know what? I know Jerry's going through stuff. He doesn't really comprehend and take in things and then
continue making excuses
them out
for me,
there.
Please. You're doing good.
In a way that is beneficial for him or those around him.
Yes.
So you might, be dealing with some health issues, some personal issues, whatever it is, and then you kind of lash out at, like you said in the December episode, at those around you. So instead of me saying, why is Jerry being mean to me? I should have stopped the podcast and said, Jerry, is everything okay?
You should have. I'd have felt much better.
Are you going through something?
I could have.
And then you could have expressed yourself and said yes.
Well, I forgive you for that oversight. I forgive.
I'm glad you accept my apology.
I accept your apology. But no, seriously, that's all that you just said. I'm gonna dismiss that because it's not on you. It basically boils down to the overall thing that I think everybody at times happens. You're around people. And either you have the foresight and the ability and the, not the ability, we all have the ability. Let's just say you have the stick-to-itness, that's a good word, to basically control yourself socially, or sometimes you're just having a bad day and you act stupid. Mm-hmm. And that's what it boils down to.
I've done it myself.
Well, no, but even I have made mistakes.
But your emotional stuff
is not. You have a moment of. I don't want to say weakness.
I get my feelings hurt and kind of soul up, whereas you kind of lash out.
There you go. So that's the difference. Whereas yours is more socially acceptable because your soling up is just a mild irritation. Me lashing out is the everybody in the room or who's ever around me type thing. And that's not a commentary on which one's better. It's really a commentary on the fact that this is just socially unacceptable. And everybody's been in board game groups and, of course, have dealt with different people. And you don't want to be that guy. And occasionally, if you haven't figured out after, since, what, 6 years of this podcast, I can be that guy very easily.
Oh, yeah.
I control it because I'm self-aware enough to know that's not right. But that doesn't mean that's not my nature. So, basically, I'm glad this happened because the audience needs to understand. You're a complete...
Again.
Yes, they need to understand...
Relapses happen.
That relapses happen. And it happened. And so there we go. Speaking of relapses.
I'm human. If you prick me, do I not bleed?
Yes. If you anger me, do I not lash out at everyone irrationally for no reason?
So what I was going to say was, though, when I come to your home that day, I knew you weren't feeling well.
Yes.
I could tell by your demeanor. And I said it on Facebook. I was like, you know, sometimes I'm editing our podcast, and there have been episodes I have just deleted. But I probably, you know, should say...
Thanks.
I can say...
Thanks a lot.
No, that's not all on you. No, by no means.
True.
I'm just saying there are bad episodes. So I should... If another one comes across where I can tell Jerry is not feeling good, or I'm whoever, not just you, I don't want to point all fingers at you all the time.
No.
But in this scenario, as the recent last step, we may put the Dune one out before this one. Yeah, whatever. Moving on. I'm going to say maybe I should use more discernment in saying, you know what? I should not air this episode.
Here's what I say. No, from on my part. If the reason is me, just air the thing. And here's why. One of the reasons I like this podcast is that we're not edited, because we are edited. You take out the ums and ahs.
I take out lots of heavy breathing.
But I mean, it is us.
And sucking in drinks.
It is. It's us. I mean, the podcast is a evolutionary thing of...
It's a living, breathing organism.
It is. And so... Does it make sense that doing something and being around somebody for 6 years and doing a podcast and having a thing, that there's not going to be issues, missteps, or things said that are regretted? It doesn't make sense. Like, if you know somebody for any period of time and you can't think of something that you've done or said or been around that person that you wish you could take back, really, is your relationship that close? What I'm saying is, if you can't take us at our worst. No, I'm just saying, from my part, I appreciate this because it is a thing that allows me to not only gauge not only my own responses and my own behavior, it's self-reflection. And I feel like this is another thing. If the roles were reversed, I feel like you would be very devastated right now. Like, if,
correct.
But I'm not. I think that says something.
Yes.
Okay. I'm not sure what that says.
It says you have no soul.
Okay. So, literally.
I think it's called sociopath.
Okay. Well, I think.
Just joking.
No. I think
that was inappropriate.
No, that's funny.
Bad, wrong timing. We're trying to help each other.
No, I'm not trying to help you. Screw you. No, really.
Oh, no, really. Pain is growing.
No. I'm really. I think it is a thing that if you had had the same experience where you said something or whatever, and people were like, "Hey, this is not
people
right."
People said, "Hey, Gabby, you suck."
Well, nobody said I suck. Who said I suck? Oh,
what? No, nobody. Continue on.
I'm not on Discord. Don't make me. If you want to make this worse, I will get on.
You are on there. You just never get online.
Okay. Anyways, my point being. Is I think it would be very devastating to you simply because I think that you have a better hold on social stuff. Like, in my mind, this is all nebulous. This is just a thing. And I'm that guy that will just say something and everybody go cringe and go, why in the world would he ever say that or post that? I'm that type of person. Mm-hmm. Whereas you're more feeling of the room, people, and very more sensitive to that. And that's what I want to be. I want to be able, because that is a thing. And that doesn't just go from the internet. I'm saying, but with people in general. And the fact that if I would go so far as to insult somebody and never pick up on it, like legitly, I think that was the thing that I told you. It was like, I didn't even, I was just,
yeah.
It doesn't bother me that I said it. It bothers me that I didn't realize it.
Well, you said that last time.
And I said, that's what got me. And I said, that's a failing on my part, which is just me. That's just a thing.
And we may have said that, or I may have said this last time as well, but but your greatest strength is your greatest weakness, that thing, because what people like about you.
And I think I fought about that. Is, I argued that with.
I mean, what people like about you is you do have the. And it's not a persona. It's not a character, a podcast character.
It's the beard.
It's the, the kind of the cranky, abrasive old man thing going on.
Yes, I do have that.
But, and you have straightforward opinions, and you're very opinionated, and you sometimes say the weird, awkward things, but it also makes you hilarious at times.
I am hilarious.
Well, at times.
At times. That's very minute times.
And then at other times, it can be what makes things very uncomfortable and awkward.
And apparently I made Sam Rulo uncomfortable, and probably about another 500 people, according to the Discord. Well, you shouldn't have told me that, because I don't want to get on the Discord to look at all these.
It's fine.
How dare these people? Listen. Okay. Listen. Another thing I'll point out, and good on you for this, for you calling me and saying, hey, blah, 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 blah. I forget what you said. You always talk for a long time. But you're like, hey, we texted back and forth, and I'm calling you to say your text message really made me mad, and I realized you don't know how to text, and I'm getting the wrong opinion. And I looked at back, and I looked at all the text message we exchanged, and I'm like, oh, you're right. I should not text you. A lot of, like, you're asking me something, and I'm working on communication. I'm actually doing some cognitive behavioral therapy stuff where I'm working on communication. And for some reason, I told you, like, it didn't work on. I've been doing it verbally, haven't been doing it in text form. And this sucks. This comes across as me being like, what do you want? Like, no. Yes. Good on you for calling me and saying, hey, you sounded, your text messages are not coming across right. Do you mean blah, 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 blah? I don't even know what you said.
Response was,
why?
I asked you about something, and you said.
And you were concerned about.
I was concerned about, do you want me to just say or whatever?
I'm having surgery. This is another thing. As I feel bad about this, and this is stupid. So I'm having surgery. And I know I'm having surgery, and I didn't tell Gabi because I'm stupid in the lines of, and not so much of, I don't want to worry him. Well, that was a part of it. But also because I'm one of those people that I don't like to talk about stuff unless I want to talk about stuff. And I didn't want, and I just didn't tell Gabi. And then, of course, Gabi knows that something's going on. And he's like, hey, when are you going to have surgery? And I'm like, oh, I'm going to have it this day. And it was a thing of like, oh, God, I don't want to tell him because then he'll worry and then he'll like want to come to the hospital or whatever.
Yes.
I know. And it's like, and I'm being this thing of like, I should have thought ahead of time and went, no, he's going to worry and I should tell him. I shouldn't hide it. I shouldn't blow it off. And I shouldn't be mad when he wants, when he's concerned. And I did all the above. I did all that. And I did it in text message form. And I'm like, he calls me and says, well, your text messages sound like...
Well, okay.
And yes, and I did.
So I said, are you having surgery? I got the date. I said when. You said the date. And then I said, what time? And your response was, why does that matter?
Yeah, like, why are you doing...
And in my brain, because I read that, like, what's it to you?
Right. And that.
And I got upset.
Yes.
And I'm sitting here thinking, what? And I typed up several messages to you.
Yes.
Several. I sent none of them.
I'm going to start posting our text messages so people will see.
But I didn't send them.
I'm not going to post my text messages because people didn't see. I'll take that back. Take that back.
So I did not send it. Instead, I said, you know what? I got to call you. So I called you and I said, what did you mean by this? Why are you saying this? You're like, oh, I just didn't want you to have to come up there and be worried about me. So it was like a completely different tone from you,
yes,
than the way I perceived what
and
you were
my
saying.
Tone of that. And so it could just simply be you're just a better person when it comes to this emotional side of stuff. And my thought processes about things are always kind of along the lines of like, oh,
I would almost say we're almost kind of two opposite ends of the spectrum.
Yes.
Because I'm kind of over here maybe too overly sensitive, and you're not sensitive enough.
I'm not at all. And so the reason I brought that up was to say, good on you. That was your, yes. That is a fine response.
I should do that more often whenever I text you and you say something. And I'm like,
well,
hey,
I'm working on being better. I've made several phone calls today that I thought were very therapeutic to people. Okay. I called and said, hey, just so that you know.
You're fired.
Pleasure working with you. No, it was like I know that my text message I'm about to send is not gonna I can't find the words right to send this that's not gonna come across as that me being a jerk and call and say, hey, and I say just that. Hey, I don't know how to say this without being so if you ever heard me say hey, that means I have almost did something horrific that I caught myself and I'm trying to come up with something to say, listen. I would have texted you and it would have come across wrong, but this is what I need. This is what I'm trying to say. What get me there? Like, figure this out. And so I've done that twice today. I'm very proud of myself. I feel like I've made some progress.
Well, it sounds like you have.
Now, that doesn't mean anything because tomorrow I could flip a switch.
Tomorrow's a new day.
Tomorrow's a new day. And so I think that's important, is that's why I say don't cut nothing for my sake on the podcast, because as I've always said, about this podcast. This is us. I enjoy figuring out my own stupidity and fixing it or trying to fix it at least a minimum of 3 months. And just, I think that's kind of the charm of having something that is mostly unedited, is you get to see the people and you feel like you know those people. And if you know people, they make mistakes and they do weird things and you get to somewhat know their personality a little bit. And occasionally they do stupid things. Well, you cry a lot. That's not stupid. You're a crier. I apparently attack viciously people for no reason and make points that in my mind seems like I'm making a solid point.
Well, this is, because I had thought this out and wrote it out.
I knew you wrote something. I told myself, no, you have a statement. No,
it's the statement I posted to Facebook.
I knew. Oh.
Because it was thought out as opposed to me getting on here and not.
I should have wrote a statement.
You should have wrote a statement.
I did not have.
So first of all, I said, in true BGS fashion, since nothing we put out here is a bit, because Scott Hill said, I'm beginning to wonder if this thing with Jerry is kind of a, if it's not a bit. And I was like, no, it's not a bit. No. No. Unfortunately, it is not a bit.
Thanks, Scott Hill.
I said, we will address the most recent episode. I said, I assure everyone, me and Jerry are good, but there are things that need to be addressed. We'll talk about it. I said, life is hard and complex for most of us, and our podcast often reflects when times are good and when times are difficult. Not necessarily between you and I, specifically, but life, personally, family, health, mentally, emotionally wise, all these things can affect the episodes, which I could and perhaps should not air. But I love Jerry and he loves me, and we endeavor to work through problems as they come along, as opposed to putting a product out there that's not genuine. Some episodes are hard for me to edit because I'm like, geez, this one was rough. But if any of you have perfect relationships, please relay your secrets.
I like that.
That's not to discount or ignore the negative or quote-unquote toxic things that may be said or exist, but we strive to constantly evaluate, evolve, and be better people constantly.
I like that. You should do this for a living.
Introspection and change is hard. It's hard for me, especially with life beating you down. But yet we persist, we fight, we shall prevail. We love you all truly. Godspeed.
That is the best. You're going to be my publicist. because that is the best. Yes. I feel like I'm going through that Britney Spears stage where I should shave my head.
If you shave your head, I'll know where we stand.
Know where we're joining you, God. It'd be like when I was
posting Instagrams of you dancing in front of the camera
with knives.
That's really it's sad but humorous. I wish you
should have thought of that. We could have done that. I know. I'd be like
poor Britney.
Poor Britney. But no, seriously, that was a good statement.
Well, thank you.
You thought that,
and I meant it.
I'm sad that you had to. You put way too. How long did that take you? I feel like you took too much time worrying about that.
I was concerned.
And you're defending. I'm touched.
Of course,
I'm touched.
I love you.
Oh my God! Don't say
wait,
that.
Wait, cut that out. I haven't heard it yet.
I'm not saying it.
I haven't heard it.
I'm not saying it on air. I'll say it off air. I don't want that to be a sound.
Oh, and it
would then
be.
Dan Hughes would be using it against. But no, I greatly appreciate that. Because people like me need publicists, and we need people to defend our actions so that we don't appear worse than what we actually are.
Well, that's what a publicist's job is.
You're doing a fine job. You're the host / publicist from now on. You can't. First off,
Jerry's Twitter was hacked. He did not write those things.
No, I do. I'm slowly this flat Earth thing. Listen.
Have you ever seen the end of a horizon?
I like. Conspiracies. All right. I like them a lot. I don't believe them, but I love people who will explain to me their conspiracies just because it's fun. I don't believe it, but it's fun.
I hate it though when some of them start to make a little bit of sense.
Yes.
And you're like, huh.
I like it when
we did land on the moon.
You don't know that.
We did.
There's video. We can't go back because we lost the technology. Yes. But see, there's stupid stuff like that. But first off, you have to understand all that. Anyways, don't get me going down that rabbit hole. Because I believe in space.
The flag was waving. Yes, I know.
I believe in space. I believe the Earth is round.
I believe in space.
I believe in space. That should be our next t-shirt. I believe in space. No. Anyways, what time is it? Hey, Sharday.
What's up?
Hey, Sharday. Are we about to go to Dune? Dune 2? What time is it? Oh, 6:30. So we got plenty of time.
It starts at 6:30.
Okay. Oh, 1815. I like military time. You notice that my clock is on military time. My wife can't read my
apparently
clock.
Apparently, that's a like nurse medical field thing.
Yeah, you do it in.
Why so?
Zulu. It's so because it's confusing if you say 6 o'clock or whatever. But is that all that you had? You brought me on here. You ambushed me before we go to Dune. You invited me over to go see Dune Part 2.
Mm-hmm.
You said, let's podcast real fast.
It was all a ruse.
It was all a ruse to talk about Chile. Which is what you told me we were going to talk about. And I said,
We did.
But this was all so that you could hit me with your notes and try to make
my best shot.
Make me apologize on air, which I will not do.
I didn't make you.
No.
I offered up as an option.
You shamed me. I feel shame. Shame. That's what I feel. But no, I mildly feel some shame. Feel some shame about my actions. And the fact that...
I think most people are forgiving, as myself.
No, they're not. Everybody on the internet's a jerk, except...
Except our listeners.
Most of our listeners.
Most of our listeners.
We may have lost a few, and that's my fault. But listen, if we lost listeners...
We'll get back to the good old times.
It's fine, because...
One of these days, we'll play a game and discuss it.
My bad.
Imagine
maybe,
that.
Maybe
we can play a game and discuss it.
That could be... You know what? Let's do that. Instead of having a podcast about all of our personal
everything
issues.
Everything but games.
And everything but board games. How about you read a rule book for...
We should do that. We should rename the podcast Everything But Games.
No.
And then it's a podcast about board games all about butts.
I like big butts.
Do they make a board game about butts? Besides... Operation, you kind of go at his butt there,
no,
don't
you?
No.
And you do his funny bone and his Charlie horse and his. Do you go? They obviously avoid the pelvic regions for reasons.
I mean, what's to operate down there? Ken and Barbie don't have nothing. So why would Mr. Operation?
So, they do make anatomically correct dolls now. They have for a long time. Baby dolls and all that. That's like most of them are anatomically correct because it's like the thing for your kids. Like, they should, yeah.
That's how you teach your kids.
That's how you teach
where
your
stuff's
kids.
At.
Yes, strategy.
But they haven't discovered yet.
Well, no, you it teaches proper terms. Yes, you teach proper terms. That's why Enrique. Yeah, if you don't teach proper terms, you got someone like Enrique who's 25. Says, my pee pee hurts. You got stuff like that. You don't want. Hello, everybody. This is Jerry. I suspect right here, Gabi did a lot of cutting. That's just fine. No pun intended. He edited this podcast because Gabi is like a normal person. Sometimes he says things.
I made a mistake.
He makes mistakes. And you know what? I forgive him. Horrific thing you just said that was terrible. Would offend our listeners.
It indeed would.
But anything I have said, don't cut out. Because you know why? I stand on it. Well, there might be some things there may be some things we need to cut. But either way, we are going to be at BGG. If you want to come meet the real me. You're going to be at BGG too, spring.
Yeah, that's going to be. I mean, this will come out in March, so we got a couple months.
I always like to start advertising.
Episode 300 will come and go by then.
Oh, we got to do something for episode 300.
I mean, this is 295.
Thank God we didn't waste 295 on something frivolous. Really, we have episode 300 coming up. We're gonna do a call-in show, right?
We can attempt it again.
Let's do a call-in show. That call-in show was great.
Everyone loves it.
Colin Farrell.
Yeah, this is episode 295.
Okay, we're going to do a call-in show.
Our Dune movie review coming up next week will be 296.
Dune Part 2. Well, maybe you might reverse these. You might do Dune Part 2 first.
Okay.
Who cares? Anyways, but there are no good board
Everything
games based
but
on
games.
But games. There aren't any.
And so they expect you to talk about like
random Dan's
stuff.
Making a game that Sir Mix. Mix-a-Tape. I thought he's making Sir Mix-a-Lot tape. You made me a mixtape.
Right.
He's making that game, which already exists.
And there may be a similar game, but there often are in genres.
There's two people who don't fight or don't say horrific things and get in trouble with their fan base.
They get along quite well.
Dan has always been my hero. Dan has always been my hero. He's got this social.
Dan has the the cranky old man persona as well.
I can't skirt that line. I go overboard and attacking.
You do.
That's why I would attack Mike. There's a lot to attack
Dan
about
he knows where to stop most of the time.
He's British.
Yeah, and
that British thing, that restraint.
That gets you a long way.
That does. That's what I need. I need a better accent. The Southern thing comes across.
You just automatically they're like, oh, he's definitely got some strong opinions about some stuff.
Well, I do. I have strong opinions about things.
Yeah.
A lot of things. Things I know nothing about. I still have an opinion about it.
You have an opinion on everything.
There's some things I don't have an opinion on.
Everything I've ever brought up to you, you seem to have. You have an opinion, and it's the opposite of mine, whatever it may be.
That's because we are one. You're the yin and I'm the yang. It's just, or whatever. Which one's the white? Yin yang?
Yeah, I don't
yin,
know. Yang.
Either way, we're out of here. Okay. We got to go watch Dune Part 2. And this was a horrible episode for you to ambush me on to try to make me apologize like I would ever apologize on air for our listeners to hear. I am not that type of person. I'm sorry.
There will be many sound clips edited out.
But I'm not that type of person.
And posted for my pleasure.
Very sorry. But I'm not that type of person.
Thank you for that.
Did you see what I did there? That was funny. Thank you. That was a very sly way of me.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for this episode.
Where's Enrique?
He's not here. Oh, wait. Hey, what? Hey, shocker. We're getting along. Enrique's not here. I'm telling you, there's something to that.
That is it.
There's
that's
something
it.
To Enrique.
That is it.
He comes in and agitation exists.
That's it.
Even though he just sits over there trying to be peaceable.
But you won't ever hear the fans go against Enrique. He can do no wrong. He doesn't wear sleeves.
You should hear his point of views on things.
Have you? Have you ever heard his
point? I've edited them all out.
Y'all don't realize the things we have to edit out for Enrique.
It's bad.
It's very bad. I mean, it's...
All right. We've got to end.
He wants to
the movie's going to start.
He wants to read his manifesto.
We got to go.
All right. This is Jerry.
This is Gabi. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tolerating this episode of the Board Game Snobs. Stay classy.
apologize. I'm sorry.
Hello there.
I reversed it. I'm sorry. You're correct.
I live.
Oh, well, pardon me, Mr. Perfect. I guess I forgot that you never ever make a mistake.
I'm coming in hot.
I'm Dan Hughes.
Oh, good for you.